This is WCRB in concert with the Boston Early Music Festival. The Boston Early Music Festival brings the very best of the early music world to Boston every 2 years in June, and the 2017 festival is almost here. But between summer festivals, the organization sponsors a stunning season of concerts. We'll take you to First Church, Cambridge, to hear the London Haydn Quartet playing Haydn and Beethoven on the kind of instruments the composers themselves would have heard. And you'll hear the sound of an early 19th century clarinet as Eric Hoprick joins the ensemble for Weber's Clarinet Quintet. It's all coming up on WCRB in concert with the Boston Early Music Festival. I'm Kathy Fuller. The London Haydn Quartet holds a special position in the world of string quartets. Not only do they dedicate themselves to playing with strings made of catgut, as quartets did in the 18th and 19th centuries, but their music is focused on the works of just one composer, Franz Joseph Haydn. WCRB's Alan McClellan asked first violinist Catherine Manson, what makes Haydn so special?
Oh, everything's special about Haydn. If you play string quartets, Haydn is just the absolute master. I mean, he's very correctly referred to as the father of the string quartet for having basically invented the genre. Before that, there were no sort of large-scale works for two violins, viola and cello. And he sort of invented it and then took it, this new art form, to just higher and higher degrees with every piece that he wrote. I first played a Haydn quartet when I was 7 years old and was absolutely thrilled with it. And basically that's been the passion of my life, has been playing Haydn quartets ever since.
So it's no surprise that Haydn gets top billing on this program at First Church in Cambridge. It's his 67th string quartet. He wrote it at the end of his career when he was still coming up with new innovations for an art form that he himself pioneered. Catherine Manson thinks it's a shame that Haydn's music is often treated as a warm-up for the main act.
Haydn has traditionally been used as the kind of amuse-bouche at the beginning of the program, and then you move on to more serious matters. In this case, this Haydn is an absolutely immense piece, and it's a very kind of mighty work. It has a huge scope. So we chose it deliberately to show that this is no sort of lightweight frippery to be sort of passed over lightly, but it's a real serious piece to think about.
The London Haydn Quartet's first violinist, Catherine Manson. She's joined by violinist Michael Gurevich, violist John Crockett, and cellist Jonathan Manson at First Church Cambridge for Haydn's 67th quartet on WCRB in concert.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Haydn's 67th String Quartet with the London Haydn Quartet in concert at First Church, Cambridge. This is a Boston Early Music Festival concert. They bring the whole world of early music to Boston every other summer, and 2017 is a festival year. So this June, you really want to mark the week of the 11th to the 18th to take in at least some of the festival. There's opera, there are concerts at every hour of the day, and there's a fascinating exhibition of instruments. Follow the links at classicalwcrb.org to learn more. I'm Kathy Fuller. You're listening to WCRB In Concert with the London Haydn Quartet, a period instrument ensemble. That means they play on instruments with gut strings and bows like the ones musicians would have used in Haydn's time. First violinist Catherine Manson says they didn't start out expecting to be a period instrument string quartet.
We planned really to play as much Haydn as possible, and then we were sort of drawn, almost without any of our own willpower being involved, we were just drawn to play it with gut strings and the bows of the period, and then we just got more and more entranced by that pathway and just found that the transparency of the textures is incredible in this music. The way he's written the music is just incredible. The part writing and the way the parts interact with each other and the different roles of the different instruments. And that is much, much clearer with the gut strings.
Haydn wrote that string quartet near the end of his career on a commission from a music-loving prince in Vienna, Prince Joseph Franz von Lobkowitz. Lobkowitz was a music lover, an amateur violinist and cellist, and he apparently had a fine bass voice. Around the same time, 1799, Lobkowitz also commissioned Beethoven to write six string quartets, pieces that established Beethoven as a great string quartet composer. Violinist Catherine Manson imagines how Beethoven must have felt to be writing string quartets in the shadow of Haydn.
Less than a 20-minute walk away from each other, the two composers were writing, one was writing his last complete quartet and the other was writing his first complete quartet. So it's an extraordinary thought, and for the same patron, I always think what it must have felt like for Beethoven to have the guts to embark on writing string quartets when there were already more than 70 complete masterpieces by Haydn, which were already very well known and popular pieces. And I think it must have taken quite a bit of courage, which is not something that Beethoven lacked, but he made it his own form as well.
That's violinist Catherine Manson of the London Haydn Quartet. You can hear more of Alan McClellan's interview with Catherine Manson on our podcast, The Answered Question. And you can subscribe to it in iTunes or through your favorite podcast app, or find it at classicalwcrb.org. Here's Beethoven's second string quartet, played by the London Haydn Quartet, presented by the Boston Early Music Festival, in concert on WCRB.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Beethoven's Second String Quartet, played in concert at First Church, Cambridge, by the London Haydn Quartet, Catherine Manson and Michael Gurevich violins, John Crockett viola, and Jonathan Manson cello. This concert is presented by the Boston Early Music Festival, which is gearing up for its biennial week-long extravaganza, June 11th to the 18th. To learn more about the festival, start at classicalwcrb.org. I'm Kathy Fuller. I'll be back in just a minute with more from the London Haydn Quartet as it teams up with clarinetist Eric Hoprick for Weber's Quintet on WCRB in concert.